3 days back, in fact, when I was informed by the security that an information from a man who came and say there were 3 women who got lost and they went to a farm. But I asked, why don't they bring this one in a written report? I wanted to see the written report, include the details of the names of the people, the women, and including where, the direction, and so on. And in fact, that one was what I was trying to ask the person who had brought the information. And until I traveled to Juba on the 17th, I was not given a handwritten report about the loss of the women who have gone to the farm in Sopiri. And this is exactly what happened. And I've stated very clearly, I said, if somebody is bringing any report of a lost person, this one must be in a written form. We have the police, we have the chiefs. They have to indicate who are those women, from where. And this is exactly what I did not get the details. Mm-hmm. However, when I was coming, I informed the commissioner of police and the CID and the national security to investigate into the case of the missing of the women. This is what has happened. But generally, I want to say it is very unfortunate that these things that might have happened, because Ye is a relatively calm. Within the last 1 month, the situation is really improving very rapid. And I'm very sorry to hear that something like that has happened. And I call that an unfortunate issue. But it is going to be investigated to establish,
yes,
what has happened with these women. Yes.
Governor, you're saying the situation is calm in the last 1 month, but bodies of people have been found killed, and as well reports of these missing women. By calm, what do you mean?
You said, William, a situation of a war, where there is insurgence in a country, is always very difficult to know when guns are in the hands of people who might have carried arms, who might not be under control. And this is the situation that you cannot control the whole thing in total. And this is exactly what I wanted to establish to the listeners, that a situation, if there is a war is always is having a problem. And this is exactly when I said, when I had this information in Kampala, I instructed the relevant authority to investigate. And when I talk of a calm, I mean to say, Ye used to be having gunshot, finding that there are some problems of blocking roads and sometimes issues to do with peer and so on. But now you cannot see that people are moving with the guns. Sometimes there are the police moving and so on. And the army already are in the barracks and you cannot see any move. Okay. And when I say calm, the people are coming to the market, selling their things, and they are going back. Children are going to school in the morning. You can see a number of them. The students are playing. Sports are taking place as usual. And this is what I mean, calm, which means people can come, people can laugh, people can see to that something at least is coming up. That's why I'm talking of calm. But this is an isolated incident, which I say it is to be investigated, and we wanted to establish those who are arrested in connection with the collaboration with the armed group must be released. And this is one of the implementation of the grassroots, where the advanced team of the IO were taken arms, who are in Yei with us already. And this one was done, and all of them were witnessed, and all the detention centers in Yei River State, starting from Yei River State to Yei County, going to Morobo, it went to Kajukeji and Lanya. No another person that has been arrested, connected with, collaborating with these insurgents, were all released. And that was a colorful day that the IO representative gave a lot of messages across.
How many people were released altogether?
18 were released. One is a lady who confessed, and the evidence were found with some, bullets and some uniform that she was trying to take, and she was apprehended, and all of them are released, and they are the happiest people immediately when they were released in a colorful ceremony, and with the joy of everybody, I think they were already, taken to the hospital for general checkup, and we have started their rehabilitation and counseling, and all these things are taking place. That's where I say there is a calm here.
Yes, and some of these people released were expressing that their homes have been looted and they don't know where they can start from. Is there any little thing that will be given for them as starter kits?
Those people who are apprehended, they are collaborators of those who are supporting by then the armed struggle, and they have no homes. You know, they know homes. They're sometimes apprehended when they are communicating, coordinating, and so on.
Governor, just before you go, you did mention that the situation in Yei Town is a little calm. And, of course, you also talk about the signing of the peace agreement with the other armed groups and the call for reopening of the roads so people can come back to their homes in Yei. Now, with also the disappearance of people taking place, in the town, and also with some bodies being found, are you in a position to advise people to come back to Yei? And if you do so, if anything happens to them, will you take responsibility for it?
That's a very important question I want to say. First of all, the armed group who used to be in opposition with the government, they have already come. They are with us already. The advance team is there. The other team will be walking from location of Lasu, location of Kaya, and the location of Kajokeji to the assembly area. So the question of disappearing, it may be if something happened, maybe 2016. And this question of disappearing and so on, if it has happened, maybe in the time when the crisis started in 2016,
we just heard that 3 days ago, like around five women went to collect cassava from their farms and they did not come back. And these are the reports that we are getting here.
These reports, you know, sometimes there are in this process of peace that we have seen that is about 80% to 90% that is proceeding well. There are still some people who are anti-peace, by the way. You know, the war of social media, which is called people are using this negative kind of information to discourage people, is one. As armed group, we have already declared to come and join the government to make sure to bring peace and call for people from the camps to return back. I want to add my voice. I want to say the people who are in the displaced camps and the people who are in the refugee camps in Uganda and the DR Congo and so on are asked to return back. People have to rush to Yei now to prepare Yei to come back because the people of Yei are peaceful people. They are people who are God-fearing people. And this situation has been posed to them by those people who wanted to create a problem in this country. I think my message is Yei is coming back. We have to enjoy our life, to unite in South Sudanese without difference of tribe and so on. And this is my message as a governor.
Finally, governor, as the governor of the state, of course, you are the example of everybody in the state there. Now, you are saying and calling for the people to come back to Yei. This might sound a little personal, but I would like you to assure the people, if Yei is very calm indeed, are you and your family in Yei? Is your family back to Yei?
I said, my family, I, you know, the other time when people are making propaganda, I have been slaughtered, I have been what, and so people always are coming and see me in my family, and they find me with my children, and the children who they school, and so on, they are there. And in fact, I have to be an example. And that's why you can see me, I'm rarely coming to Juba, and unless when I'm coming for an official duty, I don't have any business in Juba or anywhere. I have to be with my people. We have to share together. We have to handle our issue of Yei and it's part of South Sudan together. There's nothing I can do other than love and staying together with my people. And this is what I want to say. I want to assure people there's nothing more than peace that we want.